Hello.
Hello, this is a customer courtesy call. My name is Laura. You requested a callback. How can I help you?
Yeah, I would like to know what this charge is on my bank's on my Bank of America for $69.97. Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, do you have an order number?
No, I'm just looking at my bank account. See that I have a transaction of $69.97.
Okay,
What kind
what
of?
is your first and last name, ma'am? I'm gonna pull up the charge.
Okay, it's first name is Janet, Janet. Last name is Leitch, Leitch.
Okay, I have a janet.leach@aol.com.
Yes.
Can you verify the shipping address, please?
24 Porpoise Lane, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. It shows me here that you did the trial offer for the EarPods.
For what?
EarPods, you paid the $5.97 for shipping and handling.
No.
There's a charge on March the 19th for $5.97 for shipping and handling of EarPods. You didn't order that?
Are you talking about
They're earphones.
No, they're earbuds, but they were from Southwest Airlines.
Right, you place the trial and you pay the shipping fee of $5.97. You get 14 days to trial. And after those 14 days, you're billed for them. They're $69.97.
They don't even work. They don't work. Are they in a white case?
Right.
Okay, I have them in my hand, but they don't work. And they were supposed to be a gift from Southwest Airlines.
It's not a gift that you received. You received a trial offer.
Okay,
So you would have
well,
had to call within those 14 days. You're out of the trial period.
I don't want these, and I'm gonna dispute the charge. How do I send them back?
Okay, so you're not able to send them back. Have you already spoke to your financial institute about the charge?
Yeah. Yes,
Okay,
I
so
have.
you've disputed them?
I am disputing it.
Okay, so I'm not sure if your financial institute.
Wait a minute. The main reason I would be disputing, first of all, it is not a charge that I am aware that was a trial on there. I saw nothing about it being a trial. Secondly, they don't work. So, first of all, I didn't see a trial. And who would pay $70 for these? Especially when they don't work.
Okay, so all of that information is provided to you in the terms of service before you submit your card information. It states that it's a 14-day trial, that you have that
Okay, well,
allotted time to call in.
I didn't see that. I did not see that. If I had seen that, I would have called right immediately since they don't work.
Well, if they weren't
So,
working, I mean, that didn't prompt you to call in to find out, what could be done.
because I thought it was a free gift from Southwest Airlines for basically charging, buying airline tickets.
Okay, so I'm not sure if your financial institute explained to you, ma'am, through a dispute, they're not able to refund the charge because you paid the shipping fee. So even if you explained that you didn't understand or you didn't read the terms of service because they are provided, they won't be able to refund the charge. What you can do is you can call them back, ask them to make a third party call for you, and if you're willing not to dispute, then we can get it refunded, but we have to have them on the line to do that.
Okay, well, what they told me is that the debit transaction has not posted that it is processing, and therefore I have to wait until it actually has posted before I can dispute it.
You'll still have to call back in with your financial institute. and state on the recorded line that you won't be disputing the charge.
Well, how do I send these back?
You're not going to be able to send them back.
Well, how do I get a refund?
By calling your financial institute and asking them to make a third-party call for you. You'll have to be willing not to dispute the charge for you to be able to receive a refund.
Well, yeah, but I want to be able to send them back.
We're not going to take a return on them, so there's no way for you to send it back.
Okay, I'll call my bank when I see that it posted. Now, okay. Let me ask you a question. Who actually is the company that offers the trial?
I'm not sure how you received the survey, ma'am. It doesn't show me that. So,
well,
whatever company...
Survey. Yeah. Southwest Airlines, do they do that with your company?
What they do is they offer a survey, and at the end of that survey, there's so many items that you can choose from. Now, each item is from a different company, so that's why it directs you to the site of whatever item you choose so that you can read the terms of service of that company.
But where is the survey that you're referring to? Where is that? In an ad?
I don't know how you received it. You told me that you received a survey.
Through Southwest Airlines. It was like a reward for my service. From, you know, me being a customer of Southwest Airlines. But I never saw that there was a trial period. I mean, what I would like to do is try to get to the company that's offering the trial.
So you would have to speak to whoever sent you that offer, whoever sent you the survey.
Who is that?
I don't know, ma'am. It doesn't show me who sent you a survey.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to get my bank involved.
All right, yes, ma'am. I've notated your account, so when you call back in with your financial institute, whoever takes your call will be able to assist you.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.